Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hello and welcome to the latest video and podcast from Fantasy Football Scout as we look ahead to a Fantasy Premier League game week 21. It's game week 21 again. It feels like we've been preparing this for some time, here we are. There has been some breaking news just as we were just being live streaming the Goals Imminent show, and we're just recording this team reveal afterwards. But the breaking news was Alexander-Arnold being injured for around 3 weeks. So that is obviously big news for owners, not myself, but definitely for Tom, who's joining me. My name is Joe, and as ever, I'm joined by Tom Freeman, Fantasy Football Scouts Deputy Editor, who is an Alexander-Arnold owner as well. Tom, welcome. How are you?
Yeah, I'm okay. Thanks, Joe. Yeah, we obviously planned for this team reveal, and I'm going to have to think on my feet a little bit now because Alexander-Arnold's a bit of a problem. I've got a couple of targets in mind, though. I'm in the fortunate position where I've got a couple of free transfers as well, which helps. But yeah, I mean, the initial, I haven't seen the full quote yet. I think it was from Pep Linders doing the press conference ahead of the AFL Cup semi-final. I think the suggestion was that he would miss Bournemouth and Chelsea, maybe. So that's two game weeks. But then we've obviously got this potential Liverpool double in game week 25. So it makes it quite interesting. And we might see various strategies come into play, although a lot of it will probably come down to if you've got a decent first sub already.
Yeah. Definitely. I think what we'll do with this one, me and Tom will reveal our teams, our transfer plans, particularly Salah and Son replacements. Who we're thinking of captaining. That we do have another video specifically on the captaincy, looking at a wide range of options as well, so do look out for that. And do remember to subscribe to keep up to date with our latest videos and podcasts, by the way. Also, do press that like button as well if you can. It really helps us. And have a look at fantasyfootballscout.co.uk, our latest membership offers. Before we look at our teams and our transfer plans, I'm going to put the fixtures up because this is quite handy. This will sort of gets our mind working about the transfers to use, and it might help dictate, you know, which transfers to make, because with Salah and Son there's a lot of choice. With Alexander-Arnold now injured for a bit, there's perhaps some choice in defense as well. In terms of four fixtures, Brighton, Aston Villa, Sheffield United, Liverpool and Arsenal all have the best fixtures over the next seven. Nottingham Forest, Chelsea, Bournemouth and Brentford have the worst over the next seven. But within that, game week 25 could potentially be a double for perhaps Man City and Brentford with their rearranged game. Luton and Bournemouth are still got to play, but that can sort of go anywhere, so that might not happen then. The League Cup finalists will miss game week 26, so blank game week. Their games could be brought forward as far into game week 25, so that could potentially be double for Liverpool, with all their stars out at the moment. Chelsea perhaps, Chelsea Spurs game could be rearranged to them, but might not be as well. So lots up in the air at the moment. But this sort of helps me dictate where I think I might go with a transfer. Before I say that, Tom, when you look at the fixtures coming up, which sort of players and teams are you looking to target over this run, and particularly this week?
Well, the two players I'm looking at this week are Pascal Gross and Purvis Estupinan, and it's kind of clear to see why looking at that graphic, isn't it? That Brighton are top. I think the run goes even beyond then, to be honest. The good fixtures. They don't start back in Europe until March, I think, because you won the group. So that helps, I think. And Matoma and Adingra are out at the moment, but I think there's quality players in that team. I think Gross has looked great recently and the fixtures are there.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm looking at them. I think there is that Liverpool double, potential double in 25 to consider. Mm. I don't think if Chelsea get to the final, which I think they will do, I don't think there's a need to put that into 25 because neither them or Tottenham are in Europe. So no. I think there will be more windows. I think the Liverpool one is for that. They're in four competitions.
Yeah, yeah.
And it might have to be brought forward just to create, that might be the only available slot. Mm-hmm. But it does pose problem, doesn't it? Because Liverpool have got good fixtures.
Yeah.
If they're to double in 25 and then blank in 26 and 29, which is quite likely, I guess.
Yeah.
It can have various chip strategies could come into play.
Well,
do
that's
you use
it.
A free hit?
So for example, if Liverpool double in 25, you're going to want lots of Liverpool players. You might already have them on your bench ready to come in. You might, you know, better get them in the free transfers or just a hit. Or you might indeed free hit them in. Similarly, in game 26, you won't want them. So this is where a free hit could work in 25 because you don't want them in 26 because they don't play then.
And it could be a problem, couldn't it? Because people are going to probably have Cole Palmer, Porro, Richarlison will be popular. This is presuming Chelsea get to the final. Chelsea play Middlesbrough, Liverpool play Fulham. This is why we're kind of suggesting, the odds would suggest that it's going to be a Liverpool-Chelsea final. Yeah. But of course, anything could happen. Let's see what plays out. But that's kind of what I'm planning for.
Yeah.
It is gonna cause a few problems, I think, because if you keep the Liverpool players for 25, then you've still got a problem in 26 if they all blank.
Interesting. Those fixtures, the permutations with blanks and double games is why I'm sort of veering towards Phil Foden as a Man City option, because they do not blank in game week 26. In fact, they play Bournemouth then. And they could double soon. I don't know when, but they could double as early as 25 with their game against Brentford being arranged then, in which case they'll have a Brentford-Chelsea double there, of which Haaland, who's already on my side, would be good. And I'd want more of that attack there. He just seems a sort of a safe option. Pascal Gross as well, another safe option there. Further down the line, obviously, they're still involved in the FA Cup, so they might be blank a bit further down the line. But top for fixtures, Wolves, Luton, Crystal Palace, Tottenham, Sheffield United, Everton, Fulham, all in the next seven for Pascal Gross and Brighton, which is why Stupinan is people are considering them. You know, warms my heart as a Brighton fan, but it also fills me with a bit of fear because as an FPL manager, because I want my team to do well. I haven't currently got an avenue to get any of these players in, apart from Pascal Gross I could get in, but a Stupinan I can't really get in without for a hit. I've got no room for Pedro. I think they're all going to do well. I think anyone getting them in, so if you're considering them, the Superman Gross, I think you should do well form and fixture wise. But yeah, lots to consider and lots still up in the air at the moment. Okay, let's have a look at your team. Let's go with your team first. So whereabouts are you in the rankings? And I don't know if that's going to influence any of your decisions, but just before you mention who's in your team.
Yeah, so I am ranked around about 400k after I dropped about 100k places in the last game week. It wasn't great. I benched Cole Palmer and played Solanke over him.
Yeah.
And I captained Julian Alvarez over Salah, which looked okay up until Salah actually played. And then he did obviously very well. So in recovery mode a little bit, need a big game week to try and get back on track a little bit. So the team is currently set up in a 4-3-3 because I haven't done anything with Son and Salah yet, who you can see on my bench. Mm. So the team at the moment has Areola in goal, who I'm happy to play at Sheffield United.
Yeah.
Four defenders. Now, Alexander-Arnold is there. I'd imagine his red is he'll be flagged any minute now and that will turn red. So that's a problem, a new problem for me. I've got Gabriel at home to Palace. I'm really happy to play him. Gehi away at Arsenal. I ideally want him on the bench. And I've got a flagged Taylor as well, who's got this shoulder problem, which he got in the FA Cup.
Okay.
Now, originally, my trail of thought was that he was going to be okay because they were originally playing on the Monday. But that game has obviously been brought back to Friday, which...
Yeah.
Doesn't help in terms of his recovery. So that defence has suddenly gone from being absolutely fine to potentially having some problems. So I think a transfer will be spent there.
And you've got Livermento on your bench.
He's not guaranteed to play anyway.
And he's playing City, so it's the best, worst of both worlds. So, you got one or two free transfers?
So I've got two free transfers and I've got $1 million in the bank. So I think that if I were to bring a Stupinan in, either for Alexander-Arnold or Livermento, that would then mean I could play a Stupinan against Wolves, Gabriel against Palace, and then hope that Taylor's fit at home to Luton. Yeah. Worst case scenario, Gehi would come in from the bench if he doesn't make it.
Yeah.
And I think I'd be okay with that this week.
Yeah. Definitely a defensive move, because then you want to get three good defenders, and Taylor could be a problem there. Let's go for the rest of your team. Who else have you got?
Yeah. So I've got Palmer in midfield, who's my current captain. I mean, we've done a captaincy video already this week, and I think we're both in the camp that we're very much undecided on Palmer or Saka, but they're the front runners for now. Yep. We also like Tony, but he's in none of our teams. So for now, Palmer's the captain. And then I've got this double Arsenal midfield in Odegaard and Saka for the home match against Palace.
Okay.
And then at front, I've got Solanke, Alvarez and Watkins.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've touched on a few of these players, but on the bench, there's Dubravka, Livramento, Son and Salah.
Right.
So two free transfers, $1 million in the bank. Haaland, I'm happy to wait on. Mm-hmm. I think had he been on the bench at the weekend, I was eyeing up Salah to a cheap midfielder and then Alvarez up to Haaland. But I'm going to put that on the back burner now and that can wait. So the defender move, I'm pretty sure will happen now. And I think that will be, either Alexander-Arnold or Livramento to a Stupinan. Okay. Need to think that through a little bit on which one I want to take out first. And then the second transfer will be selling Son for either Gross or Foden.
Okay. So then you would field a 3-4-3.
3-4-3. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And that's a good 3-4-3 as well with that.
I think so.
I think Palmer and Saka, I still think, are the best options. Not just for our teams, we both got them, but I do think just in general, because there's a split game weeks. One plays the first weekend, one plays the second weekend. That's handy.
Yeah.
In case snow or whatever. And I just think as well. Just in terms of their team, I think with Palmer more the form, Saka sort of less the form, but he's been ticking over. So, but people do have a look at the goals imminent video we've done this week and podcasts, because that does mention the Arsenal assets quite a lot. And Saka, he does appear on the goals and assists imminent tables, which is always a good sign. It sounds to me you've actually got quite a fairly easy decision to make. You've got two free transfers. You need defender. Stupinan's good.
Before we got the Alexander-Arnold news, it was always going to be Son to Gross or Foden. Mm. And then I was going to just see about the defender move on Charlie Taylor. But now with Alexander-Arnold out, I've got to make that move. So I'm glad I've got two free transfers. The bench is going to be a bit wobbly. I'll probably only have Gehi as a playing defender on it.
Yeah.
And that isn't ideal this week, but what can you do if you've got, Alexander-Arnold's gone down late and Son and Salah obviously need to, but it's a difficult game week. But I think the team in a 3-4-3, once I've made those moves, will actually look pretty strong. So,
My team's different to yours, so my decisions will be different to yours. But I think if I was in your shoes, there's certain decisions I would make. For example, around the captaincy, if you've already got Odegaard, Saka and Gabriel, that's a lot of Arsenal against Crystal Palace at home, of which they might not do well. I think they will, but so doubling up on Palmer makes sense there. You haven't got essentially four players in that Arsenal game. So that captaincy there. And also I think with regards to getting a Stupinan in, I think that would favour me towards getting Foden in, because I was thinking I would want to tap into Brighton's strong fixture run, and so Pascal Gross. But I can't make that Pascal Gross and Foden move, because you can't get for two midfielders for free. So if I was in your shoes, I would look to sort of slightly hedge my bets a bit and go, I'll go get the City guy and I'm still getting a good Brighton guy.
Yeah, if I were to do double Brighton, that there is a lot riding on that Arsenal and that Brighton pitches, aren't there? You know, I've got five players involved in the from those two teams. So how confident am I in that? With Arsenal, I'm not that confident. They're creating chances, but they're struggling to put them away at the moment. And we've touched on it a few times. We've just got to hope this winter break can reinvigorate them, reset them, and they can come back with more, you know, and get an early goal against Palace, and then maybe the floodgates will open. So look okay for this week, I think, given that I've got two free transfers and a Stupinan, and then maybe Foden or Gross will come in as well.
Okay, so here's my team. Similar but differences. So I've got, because of the differences, I'll probably make different decisions. I'm playing a 3-4-3. Okay, so I've got Salah in there at the moment. Obviously, he's going to be changed. So my priority is to move Salah, I think. I'm not going to be benching him for a while because I've got Haaland as well. So I've got a 3-4-3 with Areola in goal, Alfie Doughty, my hero, at the back line with Gabriel and Pedro Porro. So I've got a defence I like, a good three there. Midfield, I've got Saka as my captain. I don't have Odegaard as well. So if I had Odegaard, I'd probably look elsewhere because it's just too much. But I do think Saka could do well in this one. Palmer's my vice captain. It does alternate. It does change over. So by Friday, it may be on Palmer, but it's going to be one of those two. Garnacho, I got in last week, got me an assist, and I like this game against Tottenham. One thing, I was watching the Manchester United game. I thought it was a joke when people were saying they can't score from set pieces. And it's unbelievable. All their corners were free kicks were rubbish. I don't understand why they weren't. I mean, surely they must have some kind of corner expert they can hire. But anyway,
Yeah, I've read about it a few times
I don't.
and just criticizing it and the fact that it hasn't been productive at all.
It's weird.
I don't know the reasons
I
behind
don't
that.
know. They were just all awful. But anyway, so Garnacho doesn't look awful. He looks like a ray of light there. And I know I'm paying him against Porro. But I'm really happy to play Garnacho in this one. I think I'll get returns.
Porro's not there for the clean sheet, though, is he? Porro's
No,
there for the
Porro's just there
attacking
for the
returns. You've
goal.
just got, and with these two players, you've just got to hope for an open
Yeah,
game, which
exactly.
you probably
But
will
I
be.
don't have any attackers against my goalkeeper, another two defenders. So I'm not too worried about that. Up front, I've got Solanke, and Watkins and Haaland, who's still there. I'm going to give him a go. I think now with Haaland, if I think he's going to get minutes, I think it would be at least 20 minutes. And so I'm willing to 20 minutes against a tired, damn burned legs. I'm willing to go for Haaland.
But man, yeah.
He could start. I don't think so. I don't think there's enough for me to captain him, definitely. He might not play
No.
at all, and that's realistic. They do go away for warm weather training. And so he might just have his eye, Pep might have his eye not to play him at all. In which case, I've only got Anderson on my bench come in, which isn't ideal against my captain. So I'm definitely going to remove Salah. At the moment, Foden or Pascal Gross are my top, like with you, they're my top picks. And I'm probably leaning towards Foden at the moment.
Yeah.
But if I feel with the team news, if I feel that the quotes from Pep are steering towards, you know, it's great to have Haaland back with the team. We look forward to him starting after our warm weather training or something like, you know what I mean? It won't be as clear as that, but there might be some kind of hint that he's looking to protect him a bit, and they're looking to get their sort of their training wherever they go in the Middle East out the way. And if that is the case, I'm willing to take a hit, of which would be Son out to whichever Pascal Gross and Foden I don't get. And Garnacho would then be my first sub ready to come in for Haaland. I
Yeah,
feel
that might make
much more
sense.
comfortable about that. And I'm sort of willing to spend -4 because it would sort my team out a little bit.
Yeah, and then you would go in the same position as me, that you would have a Palace defender first on your bench, and then not much after that, but you'd hope that that would get you through this game week you do need them.
Yeah, so if I took a hit, I would have Garnacho first on my bench, which would be amazing.
Oh, of course, yeah, of course. Because he would drop out, wouldn't he? So you would have more depth.
But that all depends on my confidence of Haaland's game. Sorry for that cough, actually, my ill dog in the corner still. I'm not going to get a lot of clarity there, so I think I possibly won't make that move at all, and I'm just going to hope Haaland gets some minutes. I'll take minutes.
Right, okay.
Not a start. Mm-hmm. I'll take minutes for Haaland, but it's in place there. I've got Dubravka on my bench as well. Son and Tarek Lamptey somehow are still there, but yet to make that move. Another move I could make to get a sort of a decent bench would be to use some of that Salah money to remove Lamptey to a Stupinam and then field 4-3-3 that would become a 4-4-2 with Garnacho coming in for Haaland. Same principle, Garnacho first sub. I like Garnacho this fixture though, so I really want Garnacho to play. So
it's never nice when you've got players which you think are going to do well, but you have to put them on the bench. See me with Cole Palmer last week,
I'd be using a minus four to achieve that. And how often in our careers, as FPL careers, has that happened where you do a minus four to bench a good player, to see that good bench player Garnacho could easily get returns there. So
absolutely. I think Van der Ven back for Spurs. It's been.
He could be. He was on the bench,
but,
I think.
But even so, they're going to play that high line regardless, and that is going to suit Garnacho. Mm-hmm. We saw how well he did against Villa's high line at Old Trafford a couple of weeks back. Yeah. Balls over the top. He's the outlet, isn't he? And when you've got players like Fernandes who are creating for him. I see that as being a good fixture for Garnacho.
That's my main decision, really. I will take a hit if I feel Haaland's definitely not going to play. Well, it's not definitely. It's, I would take that risk that he's not going to play and Garnacho sit on my bench. But I'm certainly not benching Haaland, unless for some reason he gets red flagged or something. I'm not in the Alexander-Arnold position, but I am in the Salah-Son position. They've got to go. Tough decisions for everyone. I think both of our teams, absolutely. We've got those differences. I think that other people will share. Some with Alexander-Arnold to remove and some obviously with those midfielders and then also the possibility of Haaland coming back or not and what do you do? Manchester City do play Burnley in game 22, but that's for another team reveal video a later date. Tom, thanks so much for your time. Good luck with your decisions. Good luck to Brighton, who you're going to be investing in. Whether I invest or not, I say good luck to my team. I hope they do well and you do well and see you soon.
Great. Thanks, Joe. See you soon.